The Colorado Supreme Court ruled today that new congressional districts drawn by Republicans are unconstitutional. The court said that redistricting may take place only after each census and before an ensuing general election. The decision could have major implications for congressional races across the country. Jeffrey Toobin has a story in this week's New Yorker magazine about the impact of redistricting. Good morning.
Hi.
Describe the plan the court struck down today.
Well, what happened was that Colorado had a redistricting scheme that was imposed by a judge because the legislative body couldn't agree on it after the 2000 census. After the 2002 election, one Republican won by a very narrow margin in Colorado. So the legislature, which was then all in Republican hands, put in a new district, a new plan, which gave that Republican a much safer seat. What the Colorado Supreme Court said yesterday was, this is unconstitutional, that Colorado can only redistrict once every 10 years, go back to the old, closer district.
So the court addressed only the timing. Did it also address the politics?
They didn't address the politics, and they didn't address the United States Constitution. This decision was very narrowly limited to the issue of the timing of redistricting. That is, it can only be once a decade, and it was decided exclusively under Colorado law. So this case, while significant for this one seat, really, I don't think will have very big national implications because it was decided just under the Colorado Constitution.
Other cases involve the use of politics to determine districts.
That's really the big issue, and that's going to be before the Supreme Court to be argued on December 10th. And that's really the case that could change the face, really, of American politics, because what's before the court on December 10th is the Pennsylvania redistricting plan. And what the Democrats are claiming there was that the Republicans who ran the process in Pennsylvania gerrymandered the districts so much that it violates the principle of equal protection of the laws. And if the court rules in the Democrats' favor there, it could really tear up the whole process of redistricting around the country.
And, of course, the Texas case made headlines because Democrats in the legislature fled the state twice to deny the Republicans a quorum there.
Right. The Texas tragicomedy was, I think, what most people remember. And there are really two issues involved there. In Texas, you have the highly political nature, which is the same as Pennsylvania, and then you also have this business of mid-decade redistricting for a second time after the census. Historically, you had only been allowed to redistrict once every 10 years. The Colorado court said that was unconstitutional in Colorado. The Texas courts are starting to consider whether Texas can redistrict more than once.
You made an interesting point in your article this week. You say that that House races are decided not so much by voters as they are by legislatures.
It's really an extraordinary change from how the House of Representatives was designed. The House was designed as to be the body most responsive to the public. And here you have a situation where approximately 400 of the 435 seats in the House are essentially non-competitive, that they have been gerrymandered in such a way that either Democrats or Republicans are virtually certain to win almost every seat in the House. And, you know, here in the 2002 election, general election, you had only four incumbents defeated, which was a low for the modern era. And that's really because redistricting has become such a science.
Thank you very much. Jeffrey Toobin writes for The New Yorker.